The Man Who Knew Infinity opens in theaters today. It's about mathematician Srinivasa Ramanujan, who in the early 20th century was plucked from India to work with mathematician G.H. Hardy at the University of Cambridge in England. The movie stars Dev Patel, best known for Slumdog Millionaire, as Ramanujan, and Oscar winner Jeremy Irons as Hardy.
Let me ask you something. Why do you do it, any of this?
Because I have to. I see it.
Like Euler. Form for its own sake, an art unto itself. And like all art, it reflects truth. It's the only truth I know. It's my church. And you, just as Mozart could hear an entire symphony in his head, you dance with numbers to infinity.
Well, Jeremy Irons and Dev Patel join us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
It's a pleasure.
Awesome.
Well, and did you know, did each of you know about this mathematician before you took on this project?
I knew
project?
Nothing.
I didn't know anything about
him. Can't talk about Dev because he might know. But no, I knew absolutely nothing about Ramanujan. I mean, anything about mathematics I ran away with from as soon as I left school. I wasn't very good at mathematics, and my father was an accountant, as was Dev Patel's father.
There you go.
This is one thing we share.
Serendipity.
So,
when did you leave school, by the way?
In about 1840. So I thought nothing about mathematics at all. And when this story came along, I thought it was an extraordinary story. And I mean, you know, I thought I know nothing about this man. I don't think many other people know much about it. Not that I play the great mathematician, Dev, who's about to tell you about him. He plays Ramanujan.
Did you know who he was?
I wasn't aware that I knew about him. I read the script and there was that sort of light bulb moment, and I realized that, you know, that scene in Good Will Hunting where Robin Williams is talking about this amazing mathematician that kind of was plucked from obscurity in India at the bar. And I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah, so he was the gentleman they were talking about.
Well, what drew you to this?
I mean, it's a no-brainer for someone like me to play a part like this, you know, to have such an incredible role. The fact that he's a real human being that existed and conquered, you know, the field of mathematics with the help of Jeremy's character, G.H. Hardy, it was truly a blessing and an honor for me, really.
And G.H. Hardy, by the way, the real G.H. Hardy, has said of his relationship with Ramanujan that it was the one romantic incident in my life.
Yeah, I think he was talking about romance in a slightly different way than we normally have it. I think it was the colourful time of his life. You know, he was an academic, pretty dry. And here he met this young Indian man who would dream his mathematics, literally wake up with the knowledge in his head and write it down. Hardy was an atheist, a bit of a geek, probably hopeless at personal relationships. And when he invited this young Indian to come to Cambridge in 1913, I think it was the colour and the excitement that this young man brought to the very stuffy Cambridge academia that he was trying to describe.
And he was a character who was married to his work, so
absolutely
he found romance.
Yeah, couldn't even look at people in the eye. A brilliant mathematician, not as brilliant as Ramanujan. But I don't think we should keep saying mathematician too often, because really this isn't a film about that. I mean, that's the wallpaper of the story. That's what surrounds it. But it's about the developing relationship between these two very disparate people who were fascinated by pure mathematics.
That's really the base. You know, their art form, which was mathematics, brought them together.
But it could have been mountaineering or indeed double bass playing.
Yeah, or space travel, anything really, you know. But it's about these men who have different processes about how they get to their work. One is an atheist and one man believes that everything is a gift from his God. And in the world of mathematics, where you require proofs and evidence, you know, that doesn't really go down well. So not only did he face a lot of prejudice because of the way he looked, the way he dressed, but also his process, you know.
Because in those days, I mean, India was, you know, a sort of a part of the subcontinent, and we'd colonized India, and, you know, the Indians were certainly not people who should come to Cambridge University. So It was a,
and he wasn't even respected in India, you know. Yeah. So that's the beauty of it. It's kind of so ahead of its game in a way, in certain, even though it's a period piece. What you're dealing with in that relationship, what Hardy saw in him, he was truly a groundbreaker as well in his vision.
You have done a few films now that involve the Indian British colonial. Yeah.
I wonder
relationship. Are people just seeing them and then they say, oh, I know the perfect guy for this role?
I don't know. I don't know. I've got a bloody good manager.
But this, at the same time, I mean, this is what you would expect from an actor of your caliber, but it's a very different role than the role in Best Exotic Marigold Hotel or Slumdog.
Yeah, that was
Slumdog.
One of the reasons. I think Slumdog was a very long time ago. And, you know, I was thrust into a certain limelight, which I think – I can honestly say was slightly premature.
You were only how old? I was
17.
Yeah.
And it was my first film. I still don't fully understand the craft of acting, but I certainly didn't back then. And there was part of me, truthfully, that kind of felt a bit unworthy. And, you know, it's been, you know, difficult picking and choosing parts and, you know, getting in certain rooms, but it's been a slow process, like with every actor, regardless of your skin color. And, you know, I went out and did this film called Marigold, and it was a comedy, and I felt that everyone kind of looked at me as, oh, that funny guy in that film. This was an opportunity for me to play someone a lot more grounded and share the space with this fella over here.
Well, and by the way, everybody that I've spoken to as I've been preparing for this has said they all know you, Jeremy Irons, from something different. Mm-hmm. I happen to be – I'm 33 years old. I got my first dose of Jeremy Irons – when I watched you as Scar in The Lion King when I was growing up.
When you listened to me as Scar.
When I listened to you as Scar.
Yeah, you're a young man.
Well, you know what's weird, though, is I was really ill in school and I had a day off. I was really young. My mum got me a tape and it was a movie I really wanted to watch, you know, VHS, and it was Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, my God.
Were you in that, Jeremy? You were?
I'm afraid I was.
I love that film. I had it. I remember watching that every time I was sick for a long time.
Well, what was it like to do this film with all of the roles that you've played over the years? What did you like about this character?
I liked the setup of the movie. I mean, Ed Pressman was producer, and he'd produced Reversal of Fortune, which I made a few years ago. To work with Dev, who I admired hugely, and who's so different from me. It's very nice when two actors who are very different, just not through age, but nationality and everything. It's great to work with an actor like that. And he's very, I mean, Dev, you say you're inexperienced, but you have a great instinct, you know. You're open, you have no you're just... You know, you're very clear as an actor, and that's lovely to work with somebody like
that. What have you learned from him? And I'm going to ask
you
the same question. Well, I will ask you that question, but is there anything that...
No, I just... I see things in Dev that I know, and it just confirms to me that I'm right to value that quality in an actor because it works. He's like me in that he doesn't plan too much. He just sees what comes and does it and feels the moment and lives in and acts in the moment, which is very good for film.
What have you learned from him?
We did this scene where I basically sit down for most of it. It was half a day watching Jeremy in his room explain to my character the importance of playing the way that, you know, Cambridge wants me to play. And he speaks about all these great mathematicians like Jacobi and Euler. And there was that moment where he comes in with this kind of grace and ease. And I remember him just walking up to the blackboard and deciding to write the names down and clean them off and do all these things that were so freeing. And I went home that day and I was like, it is such a privilege for me, you know. And it's difficult to say that when you're in the roles and you're playing these characters. It's like kind of telling your dad you love him or something. It's difficult. Well, for me anyway. But like in this space now, I'm very lucky, you know. It was a beautiful experience watching each take unfold ever so slightly differently. Hmm. And, you know, I felt like someone in a dark theatre watching Jeremy Irons for a lot of the day. It was really cool.
Enough already. And moving swiftly on.
And back to Dungeons and Dragons, so basically.
Well, Jeremy Irons, I want to ask you a question because as we've been listening to your voice which I love, and I think you should just have your own NPR show that's just you talking for an hour. But the one of the – they call it an EGOT when you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. You're missing a Grammy.
I know. I'm working on my singing.
you could win one for, MTV for
Movie
just
Awards.
Speaking, right?
Yeah. Bollywood Star Award.
Speaking?
You can win a Grammy just for – I think – didn't Hillary Clinton just win one or something
Did
like
she?
That? So if – I mean, but you could also sing.
No, but it'd be easy because, I mean, Adele is hard to beat.
I think we need to get him gunged.
It'd be nice to have an EGOT.
Right now you have a toe. You have a Tony, an Oscar, and an Emmy, but you're missing the G. So,
what's that? A Golden Globe?
Or an EOT.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to count Golden Globe?
Well,
There you go.
that's an EGOT.
That's an eggnog.
An eggnog. Well, Jeremy Irons and Dev Patel, the new film is called The Man Who Knew Infinity. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Come and see the film.